White House leaks smoke and mirrors plan for border control. By Neil Monroe on December 30, 2022. White House officials will use the Title 42 border barrier to push more migrants into a quasi-legal network of immigration parole doorways to Americans' jobs and housing, according to a Reuters report. The plan is being presented as a fix for the growing inflow of migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Haiti, but it is only a conjurer's trick to help media allies hide the huge inflow of workers, consumers, and renters, said Jessica Vaughn, policy director at the Center for Immigration Studies. It's really just repackaging the same extraction migration policy. Like putting lipstick on a pig, said Vaughn, adding. They're not trying to stop illegal migration. They're trying to manage it so the receiving communities are not going to notice it as much and so it is not a spectacle at the border that creates political problems for them. They're trying to do it behind smoke and mirrors. But establishment media outlets will accept the spin because they are serving as the Vanna White of the Biden administration, she added. On December 28, two pro-migration reporters at Reuters provided uncritical coverage of comments from three administration officials who said border guards will begin using the Title 42 border rules, the rules that Biden has denounced, to expel migrants from the three countries back into Mexico. But many other people living in those countries will be allowed to ask for entry to the United States via Biden's immigration parole backdoor, the official said. The new rules for Cubans, Nicaraguans and Haitians would be modeled on an existing program for Venezuelans launched in October. The program allows up to 24,000 Venezuelans outside the United States to apply to enter the country by air through humanitarian parole if they have U.S. sponsors. Venezuelans arrested trying to cross border are generally returned to Mexico. Two officials said the policy shift for Cubans, Haitians and Nicaraguans could come as soon as this week. A third official said it could be applied to the first two groups this week and Nicaraguans at a later date. No final decisions have been made, a fourth U.S. official told Reuters. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss internal planning. The curb on Nicaraguans has already begun. According to a December 29 tweet from a manager with a pro-migration aid group in Mexico. Biden's proposed immigrant parole pathways are legally dubious, said Vaughn. The parole doorway, and the illegal release of asylum seekers, are being abused to import many more migrants than the annual numbers set by Congress, she said. Since November, Biden's deputies have been giving humanitarian parole to 25,000 Venezuelans to let them compete against Americans for jobs and housing, even as they deny entry to Venezuelans at the border. Many other migrants, including Ukrainians and Afghans, have been imported via the parole doorway. The Reuters report did not explain how Biden's border officials would deter the unlucky people from those countries who do not get immigration parole. If some get in, via parole, and others do not. Those people who did not get in are simply going to keep trying to cross illegally, said Vaughn. They're not really going after the fundamental incentive, which is the ability to work here. The Reuters article suggests that the carrot and stick strategy has quickly slowed the Venezuelan migration into the United States. Yet the denial of entry documents to Venezuelans has not stopped many Venezuelan migrants from walking past the few guards left on the border. On December 22, El Paso Matters reported. Hundreds of migrants who entered the country without being processed by Border Patrol are not being allowed in El Paso shelters that receive federal funding, including the city's convention center. Among them are Jesus and his wife, Miriam, who arrived in the United States on Wednesday. They crawled through a hole in the border fence. Both slept on the street that night. Also, Biden's zealously pro-migration border chief, Alejandro Mayorkas, is now protecting the illegals by preventing migration enforcement officials from deporting non-criminal illegal migrants who take Americans' jobs and housing. The Reuters article does not explain why Biden's officials prefer to let migrants into the United States, even though Biden could use Title 42 and Section 212F to exclude them from Americans' jobs and housing. In 2020, President Donald Trump admitted 15,000 migrants from those counties, some of whom have since been deported. Since his inauguration, Biden and his deputies admitted roughly 700,000 people from those countries. The huge inflow adds up to roughly one migrant for every five U.S. births in 2021. The majority of the Venezuelans march through the Panama jungle and are aided by U.S. taxpayer-funded aid groups that build pathways and rest stops for the migrants. The New York Times reported on December 27, more than 180,000 Nicaraguans crossed into the United States this year through the end of November, about 60 times as many as those who entered during the same period 2 years earlier, according to U.S. Customs and Border Protection data. Another significant influx has also crossed into Costa Rica and, combined with those heading north, has resulted in about 10% of Nicaragua's population leaving in the past 4 years, underscoring the widespread lack of faith in President Daniel Ortega's government. The progressives' border policy welcome has also helped the country's dictator, Daniel Ortega, by transforming domestic critics into exiled taxpayers, the newspaper noted. The government response to recent pro-democracy protests was brutal. Furious over roadblocks that protesters had erected throughout Nicaragua, the government jailed opposition leaders and shut down political parties and civil society groups. Many political activists and journalists fled. The money that people like Mr. Victor Hernandez are sending home from Nashville, Tennessee, via remittances, is helping to sustain Mr. Ortega's government. Nicaraguans sent $3 billion home in 2022. Mr. Manuel Orozco said, making remittances 17% of the country's tax revenue. Cuba's dictatorial government has a long history of using migration to rid the nation of those it considers malcontents, said a December 10 article in the New York Times about the migration of 250,000 Cubans to the United States. It added, "The hemorrhaging of Cubans from their homeland is nothing short of devastating," said Elena Costa Gonzalez, a research associate at Florida International University. "Cuba is depopulating. The vast majority of migrants are job-seeking men seeking U.S. jobs, even at very low wages, to pay their smuggling debts before their homes or farms are sold to pay the debts." For example, a migrant named Carlos Guanaguane told the New York Times, "It had taken him a month and 20 days to reach the U.S. border," he said, "with little food and nowhere to sleep, and he jumped at the promise of transport to a place where he would be cared for and offered a job. We can work at anything," Mr. Guanaguane said. "We are here for our families. If allowed to stay, they will save their money until they can pay cartel-backed coyotes to smuggle their separated wives and children into the United States." Many juvenile migrants are being hired for exploitative low-wage jobs in the U.S. agriculture and manufacturing sectors, according to prior investigations by Reuters. Business-funded advocates for more migration are also trying to inflate left-wing criticism of the new smoke-and-mirrors policy. The criticism helps keep the media focused on the concerns of migrants and investors, instead of Americans' concerns. Since 1990, the U.S. government has operated an economic policy of extraction migration which pulls human resources from poor countries and uses the imported consumers, renters, and workers to grow the service economy and investors' stock values. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages, boosted rents and housing prices, and shriveled coastal investors' interest in heartland towns. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate among poor Americans.